Good morning, everyone. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio.
This is Kayla.
And I'm Tessa.
We are the two hoodoos.
Yay! So I thought that we'd start off this morning with a little Dr. Dog, a song that we both love. And it's called Where'd All the Time Go? Because it is 1 week away before our last first semester of college.
It's true.
It's over.
And that's crazy.
That's weird. And I don't like to think too hard about it.
Scary.
But love this song. I feel like for me, this song, I listened to it all throughout quarantine.
Me too.
Because where was all the time going? I don't know. It was just passing. So I had this on repeat. It was one of the first songs I put on that playlist.
And Dr. Dog is so good.
Yes.
So here we go. Where'd all the time go?
I hope you enjoyed that song. There's some really good one-liners in there that I love when artists have really good lyrics. So Let's see. What song do we want to do next?
So, this is a song by Del Watergap, which is one of my favorite artists. And it's cute because we live near the Del Watergap.
It's an hour away from us. And so they're a Philly-based artist. And they opened for Mount Joy at the Red Rock Amphitheater May 22nd, 2021. And that was this year.
This is my favorite song by them, and I did get to hear it.
I also did this. This is one of the few memories I have of that concert. But I was dancing about 10 feet in front of the artist before I got a nicely escorted out. But this is an amazing song.
It's perfect.
And yes.
Let's
start with that. Okay. You work on weekends at 7 in the morning. You fuck me like an old friend. You say your ex was pretty boring. Well, me too. When you walk into bodegas, I think God, they're open late night. Maybe someday I could date you. You play dress up. Yeah. That was Let's Pretend by Del Watergap. And now we're going to move into some Mount Joy because big news. Ready, ready, you go, you go.
We're seeing them tonight in concert. Yay.
Yay. It's been such a long time coming. And this is actually their last show on their tour. And they're from outside of Philly. So they're ending in their home, and it's our home right now. So
we're driving there tonight.
Yay.
Cannot wait.
So excited. This is one of my favorite songs. I wouldn't say like my favorite song because my favorite song is I'm Your Wreck, but we play that often on this show. So this song is Strangers by Mount Joy on their Rearrange Us album. The entire album is a masterpiece.
So good.
So good. So listen to it all the way through in order, I recommend. But this song, it's just super empowering.
Oh, we first. Can't wait to see them.
Yes. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Well, I guess I have to fall in love with strangers, right in New York City like a famous. And if our life don't work, then we can change. Lord knows we'll change. Love will rearrange just like.
So we'll have plenty of stories to tell next semester after we go and watch them in concert. So hopefully we don't get kicked out. That'll be an improvement.
So we're going to play a song called Car Camping by Goth Babe, who's an artist that we're going to see in the spring. And he lives out of his car with his perfect, beautiful dog.
Mm,
and he surfs and writes music. So he has the dream life.
And fishes. He literally just, like, drives to a cool place and then camps there. And, like, that was our entire life for 3.5 months.
So we're going to tell some stories from our trip. And this is a funny one. So we were driving in, I think we were leaving Palm Springs.
Yes.
Right? And we need gas, like, pretty badly, and we're in the absolute middle of nowhere because Palm Springs is in the complete desert.
I think we were driving through the Mojave Desert or out of it.
Somewhere where there was nothing. And we see a little town kind of nearby on the map that we're like, okay, we're going to reroute and go through 29 Palms. So we find a gas station in 29 Palms. We're like really pushing it. I think one of us like really has to pee or like we're starving. Like we need a town.
Or like
we really do.
I think we had 20 miles left or
something.
Yeah,
like we were cutting it close. And we put in this gas station and we're like kind of lost and we drive into like what we think is this little town. And it's starting to look like kind of sus. Like there's these huge gates everywhere. There's like a long line of cars and we're like, what the heck?
We're like, what are people waiting for?
Yeah,
we're just trying to get into a town.
We're just trying to get some
station.
Gas. And
it said it was like 2 minutes away, but it turned out to be like way longer because we were in that line.
So we pull up, we're like, is this some kind of unit? Like people are checking badges. Like we're like, we are not in the right place. Like we don't know what's going on. But
and
this
then,
is not 29 Palms.
And then we see two men with giant guns.
Massive guns.
Like probably the size of Kayla, straight up.
Yeah. We pull in, they're like, IDs. And we're like, what?
Wait. We're like, we just
we're
need
like,
to get
we're
gas.
We're like, we're so sorry. We made a wrong turn. Like, we just need gas.
And they go. Okay, I guess I believe you. Turn around right now. Because they straight up thought that we were going to go in
they
there
were like,
and
we're
like,
we're going to open these gates and we are going to trust that you are going to turn around and not drive through the complex. And we were like, okay.
Because they fully thought that we were going to like,
we're trying to infiltrate a military base.
And like steal whatever information
then,
they were hiding there. What was going on? Oh my gosh, we were in the middle of nowhere. What are they doing
and
there?
Then literally like a few days later, someone I followed on Instagram who was, I guess, in the military posted a picture from 29 Palms Military Base. So we were like, we've been there.
Also, there are more than 29 palms.
So many. We tried to count the
we
palms.
We tried to count, and there are more than 29. So liars.
And then we did find the actual town, and I think we got McFlurries. So all was well.
We did. Yeah. We really did that.
And we got gas.
And we got gas. And,
and it was warm.
We never ran out of gas on our trip.
Shockingly.
So good for
we
us.
We came really close.
Really close. Oh, more stories later. But here's okay. Car Camping by Goth Babe. right. Hope you enjoyed that song. Oh, this next song was by my number three artist of the year. And this is probably my favorite song by him. This is So You Fell in Love by Felly. Do you want to say?
I like this one, too. It's a good one.
Okay. All right. Here he is.
Gross. Did you hear? Surprise.
Days keep getting a little shorter every damn week. Ain't no place to be. See a bunch of stars you don't never see. I bet you look good right now. Right now. I bet you look better than me. Don't it feel good right now? Choice, but I can't speak. Too much anxiety. Try to play that shit off like I'm carefree. But damn, I feel good right now. Right now. I wish it was forever. You see, I hope you feel good right now. Right now. I hope you still remember. Say your love language is time. That's the one thing I don't got. Girl, how you weigh on my mind? I wish you knew it sometimes. I catch 22 lies. That's just to show you I try.
That was Felly. Love him. He's so fun. Check out his Instagram. He posts himself producing his music, and he just gets so into it. He also, like, produces so many songs, so lots of quantity there, and most of it's really good. So, this next song is When You Loved Me by Heather, and I really do like a couple of their songs, but this one specifically. It's just, like, really, like, soft and really, like, really nice.
We wanted to tell another story, and this one I feel like people have probably heard, but we were at a slot canyon in Utah/Arizona, honestly, really not sure which. It's one of those days where we were going back and forth so many times that we had no clue what time it was.
Yeah. Wait, where were we? Were we in Grand Staircase, Escalante?
I don't even remember.
I think it was that.
So we were going to a slot canyon, a pretty well-known slot canyon.
Wait, let's describe what a slot canyon is for people who don't know.
Go for it.
Oh, well, a slot canyon basically has, like, large, like, canyon walls, but it's, like, basically, like, can be at range anywhere from, like, 1 foot across to, like, 3 for, like a person to, like, walk, just enough room for a person to walk through. But since it doesn't rain a ton in the desert out there, it takes, like, a while for them to form, and they form, like, just, like, these beautiful, like, wall, like, with these beautiful walls that are just, like, red, and it's gorgeous, but go ahead.
Yeah, so it was a stunning, stunning place, and we were doing this hike, and we didn't realize that there was, like, an entryway and an exit way. Like, we thought we could just go into either, So we did the whole thing in the wrong way. And the first part that we did that was supposed to be the last was so skinny, and you can hear people coming from a long way away because it's so, like, hollow in there. We had to, like, there was people coming past us, and we had to, like, find a little pocket and, like, press up against the walls so them and their dog could, like, go by. And then there was this other part where you were supposed to jump down, but we had to go up, and it was, like, a 10, 15-foot drop. And we had to, like, hoist ourselves over these boulders. Yes. And then at the very end was a part that you were supposed to go up. And it would have been pretty easy to go up because the rocks were pretty sticky.
And it's also, like, slanted so you can, like, lean into the wall and just climb up. But yeah. It was a 20-foot drop.
But going down would have been kind of scary.
Yeah. And so people were like, you definitely, or they were like, if you catch these guys right now, they have a rope.
Yeah.
And we were like, what? Okay. And so we ran up to these two, like, men, and they're just pulling up their rope. And we were like, wait, we heard you have rope. Can you please help us out?
And they were like, I don't know if we want to be liable for your deaths. Like, if you die, they were like, really?
We're like, why'd you bring the rope in the first place?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're trying, like, you're prepared, fully prepared to help people out.
So they, like, sit together, brace themselves on rocks, hug one another for
anchor
adorable. Support.
It was so cute.
And all we did was wrap it around our wrist. It was basically placebo. If we'd fallen, it wouldn't have done anything.
Yeah, straight up. It would have just taken off our hands.
Yeah, so, but we worked our way down slowly. We held up the entire line. Everybody clapped for us after we were done. It was one of the best hikes on the trip, though. It was incredibly beautiful. It was just...
We were just...
Very funny that we...
So inconvenient for everyone else.
So inconvenient for everyone else, but it was beautiful. So anyway, this is When You Loved Me.
Such a fun song. This next song is definitely different vibes. It's If the Book Doesn't Sell by Rip Momney. And Kayla, I feel like you should take this song.
So this song, I feel like we listened to a ton in Ocean City. We might have played this before. It's just such a good song. And it's about religion. And Rip Momney is from Utah, and he is a Mormon, ex-Mormon, I guess. And the song is all about, like, realizing that he's an atheist and kind of breaking out of this shell that, like, his whole family and whole life in Utah is about Mormonism. And he kind of breaks out of that. And it's a, like, the lyrics are just, it's one of the few songs that, like, the lyrics, like, I don't relate to them because I don't think I'm particularly religious, nor am I Mormon. And I never was, like, it was never drilled into me, like, heaven and hell is a real thing or anything. But it, the lyrics are just, like, so, I think, like, so powerful and so interesting that it's just an experience that I never have, but it's still, like, has so much emotion to me. And it's really, really cool.
Yeah, this is one of those songs that, like, I can listen to over and over again, and I still get chills from it.
Yeah.
But funny story about Rip Momney is, so Kayla and I, we got into him, like, way before he was popular, because there is that one song, Put Your Records On, that he covered by Corinne Bailey Brown.
Blew up.
And it, like, blew up on TikTok, and then he got super famous, like, good for him, like, so proud of, like, him for getting all that traction, but we were the OG fans. And this was like, we had just decided we were gonna go on the trip in November. And I was like, Kayla, what if I this was before he got famous. Yeah. So I was like, what if I DM him? And I was like, where do you live in Utah? We're coming. We're your biggest fans. Like, I'm gonna convince him that, and we're gonna hang out because I know we'll be friends. But then he blew up.
That did not happen.
I was like, I'm gonna get lost in the sea of DMs. So this is If the Book Doesn't Sell. Definitely, like, maybe if you are listening right now and you have a second, like, look up the lyrics.
Read along.
They're so good. If not, just listen. Take in a few of the lines. Definitely recommend.
Here we go. Okay.
I'm too smart for this type of love. I wasn't sent off, but straight to the ground. And I know God best is one with no crown. Don't know why the past affects me in this way. Don't know where I'll go if I leave here today. But I know my limits, and you're not the type to be fooling around in this way. No reason you're here, but there's reasons to stay. Not as easy to know as it's easy to say. Cause to my family and my friends, I can't think of one thing that I voices from the kitchen. I let my feet follow the sound as I let my ears listen. I walk upstairs and at the kitchen table I can see that God is sitting with the devil, sharing drinks and old stories. The floorboard creaks, a red embarrassment floats all throughout God's face. He swears that it's not what it looks like. Then he swears he can explain. The devil speaks, your God and I put all our differences to rest. In the man's actions are his own, but men will blame us nonetheless. The devil stands, he grabs his keys and straightens out a rusted crown. He tells me hell is frozen over, heaven burned down to the ground, and you have only got one light, so do with it what you would like. We solemnly apologize, but we won't be there when you die. And I stand cold and alone in a
body that won't move. Watching the eyes of these gods that I once knew. One pair looks down in a half-hearted lie, while the other looks straight into mine with the whole truth. Lacking the fear I've been told a god deserves, I say, what good is a prayer that goes unheard? He says, what hope could they find in a book if the book doesn't sell and the pages stay unturned? With the wind, the devil turns and exits the back door, and God is standing there in silence with his eyes glued to the floor. Then he speaks, I am no savior, but I give them what they need. And there has never been a dreamer who prefers reality. The war for truth is raging on, but it's not one you have to fight. And if it is the truth you want, then it is hope you'll sacrifice. It's yours to choose.
Was a different vibe, but
so good.
It just like makes you feel so much, so hopefully it made you feel that way too.
This next song is called Padiddle. I found it recently. It's by the Stoop Kids, who I don't know, and the album cover is really cute. It's like someone holding a melting ice cream cone, and I just like it. I think it's fun, so we're gonna play it. So here we go.
Made for the pippin' home, and do I wasn't made for the corner store. just drive around, play a diddle, living in the moment, life is simple. Baby, it's about tonight with the people. Baby, just soar, I don't need a needle. Baby, just drive around, play a diddle, living in the moment, life is simple.
All right, that was Padiddle. It's cutesy.
Oh, you should say your fun game. Talk about your fun game. Like, with your dad.
Oh, Dad, hi. I think you're listening.
Hi.
My dad and I just play this game where when I was little, I would always say words and he would have to come up with a song that has those words in it. So every time there's a song with like a really weird title, I always think of you, Dad. Because I'd be like, this would be good for the game. And then there was that other game that we played one time where we would each play a song and then play one of, like, someone would play a song and then the other person would have to play a song that either sounded similar or, like, had similar words or, like, we would just go back and forth and, like, match each other's music with, like, so, yeah, it was cute. It was cute.
Oh, that's such anyway. A fun skill to, yeah, like,
it was
develop.
Fun. He knows a lot
so
of
young.
Music more than me, so.
But this is a perfect one for that because Padiddle is just such a random word. And the other day I found a song that was called Phospholipid.
Ooh, yeah. I sent that one to him.
And I sent that to Kayla then too.
It's a good one.
But this next song is Pastels by The Brooks and The Bluff. The Brook and The Bluff. And I found this band, I think, again, over quarantine.
They're so good.
And they're so good. And this is one of the few bands that I like every single song that they have come out with. Like, I've listened to all of their music. They don't have, like, a ton. I think they have maybe two albums and a couple singles. But every single song that they produce is just incredible. It's a little bit jazzy. This is Pastels by them. And I feel like when a song has, like, two parts to it, and it's almost like another song wrapped up in one.
So good.
That's, like, probably one of my favorite, like, what makes, like, songs, like, my favorite. So it's, like, I'm Your Wreck and then this song.
I hate, like, long songs, too, but I can tolerate them if this one's not that long. But, like, in general.
It's so interesting.
Like, after 5 minutes, I'm like, eh. But if songs do that where it's, like, two separate songs in one, like, a few of Lorde's songs do that, I love them.
So listen to this song, and I'm sure you're going to be able to figure out when, like, it kind of transitions into, like, the second half of the song. But
and we would listen to them a lot on our trip.
Yeah.
They're good. They're just, like, easy and easy to listen to.
Yeah.
They're really fun.
Yeah. All right.
Here we go.
right. That was Pastels by the Brooks and the Bluff. And we can't go our last episode without playing a Dominic Fike song. So this is, I think that this is my favorite song by Dominic Fike, other than The Kiss of Venus. Okay, second favorite song. And it's Acai Bowl.
I was also just reminded, unrelated to that, that we saw the largest pistachio in the world. On our trip, we did.
You're just reminded, just scrolling through your pictures.
And like, there's this pistachio and that section.
That was within the first week and a half that we were on.
Should we tell the story?
Oh, yes. That's a really good one. Okay, do you want to start? Okay, I'll start. Okay, so we had just arrived to our farm in Las Vegas, New Mexico. And it's a chicken farm. We had just driven out of the polar vortex. We were in Texas during that. Her neighbor's chickens froze to death.
And my dad called me and was like, there was just a 30 car pileup. Please.
On the road that we were driving out of.
So we left at literally 5:30 in the morning.
Yep.
So early.
5:30 in the morning. We arrive in Las Vegas, New Mexico. And there were 2.5 feet of snow
the next day.
So not much farming going on.
Our first day was negative 20. I've never experienced something so cold in my entire life.
But what did we do? I think we went on a snowshoe hike that day, obviously.
In their backyard.
In their backyard. Yeah, they just had a mountain in their backyard.
Gorgeous.
Because all the cactuses were just covered in snow. Okay. Anyway. Well, okay, we are so off track right now.
Las Vegas. A few days in, we're like, we're going to go to hot springs. And they're like, oh, we know of a really popular one. Like, there's this one. It's kind of near the university that's nearby. People go. It's really cute. So we drive over to the hot springs. It's closed. I'm like, let's head home. Tessa's like,
No. But let me set the scene. So we are parked on the side of a highway. We hop over the fence.
That says, do not enter closed.
And
Tessa's like, no.
Let's try. Well, it was just, they were just advising that we like turn around, you know? And so obviously we duck under this one sign. There are like three other signs like, COVID, please stop, go away.
There are literal grates on top of the hot springs. It's like these three pools and there is like
bolted down
grates on top of them. You cannot get in.
So we thought.
Does this stop Tessa? Absolutely not. She continues.
There is a little gap between the grate and the hot springs. So obviously I
slide right in.
Slither right on in. It is just, there are some random things floating in there. There is algae everywhere.
Yeah, it was like kind of like more of a natural one. It wasn't like a man-made. Like it was man-made, but like not in a fancy way. Like it was kind of grimy.
Let me tell you, you could smell the minerals that were soaking, diffusing through my body.
Yes.
So if you could imagine, I'm hanging on to this grate that is above me, looking up at Kayla, and I'm like, Kayla, it's great. Come in. I'm pretty claustrophobic, though. I'm not going to lie.
It was like basically our heads. Was the only thing out, and then it was a grate.
A grate that we were holding onto with our hands.
Yeah.
So then Kayla slithers on in, and we're chilling. We're going to hang out here for a while. Little do we know, a local spotted us, little snitch.
Little rat.
Little snitch. And they were like, obviously they didn't want us to go in there. So all of a sudden we hear a voice.
Hey.
Hey. You're not supposed to be there.
So we
get out.
We struggle to get out because of how algae it is.
Dude. Oh, was the mic on? Oh, good. The mic's on. I thought we were talking to ourselves the whole time.
Easily could have been. Anyway, someone's like, you know, you're not supposed to be here. We were like, wait, really? Like, we had no clue.
We had no. He was like, did you see this?
I thought we were going to jail. I was like, this is it. Our trip's over. We're going to jail.
She was like, did you see the signs?
16 signs that say do not enter.
We were like yeah.
Sorry.
We might have seen those. So he watches us struggle to get out.
It was freezing.
To get out of this teeny tiny hole.
We run barefoot back to our car with our sweatpants barely on. Like, and then we ran away.
We like loosely put on our clothes and just ran away.
Yep.
That was the entire story.
And it was a cute hot tub. That's pretty cool. Well, we went to a few more after, so we made up for it.
We did.
We made up for it.
There are so many cool ones. Anyway.
And this might be our last song of the day.
No.
So.
Okay.
Thank you to everyone signing off.
We are the Two Hoodoos, WJRH 104.9, Lafayette College, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Sadly, we will see you next semester.
Catch us next semester, January something. Nope, maybe.
2022.
Yay. 2022. Hopefully we'll get a time that's like not as early in the morning.
True.
We'll see.
All right, here we go. Acai bowl.
Oh, this is a good one to end on.
Just in your face.
Simple enough, I guess.